Hello guys, my name is Kwame Main Events and welcome to this channel. Please, if you are new to this channel, kindly subscribe, put yourself on post notification so that anytime I upload a new content, you'll be notified. Today I want us to learn how to create a beautiful church flyer in Photoshop. Let's begin. So first of all, you are going to create your canvas, and in this case I'm going to use a canvas size of 1240 pixels by 1748 pixels, and then a resolution of 1000 pixels per inch. Now, after I'm done creating my canvas, the next thing I'm going to do is to apply my background color, and in this case I'm going to use a gradient of two colors. Now apply the background gradient. So I have my background beautifully set. I'll then add an image to my background to give it a nice look. I'll add my image and then change the mode from normal to luminosity. Then I'm going to create a mask for my image, then clean parts of it to give it a beautiful look and fit it perfectly into the background. And then reduce the opacity of the background image to 80. Now that I'm done with my background, I'm going to add my text to it. And so the conference is Sonship Conference. I'll then reduce the size of the conference a little bit. So I have the name of the program, Sonship Conference 2023. I'm going to add a 2023. I'll group the 2023 and the rectangle, then I'll convert it to a smart object. So that I'll press Ctrl T and then press this sign, this icon here. And the next thing I'm going to do is to add a theme for the program. Once I'm done adding the theme, the next thing I'm going to do is to add the other details of the program. That's the date, the time, and the venue. So in this case, the date is So now I have the date. This is the venue for the program. So I'm going to add the time for the program. Okay, so I have my time, then I have my date and the venue as well. Now with the venue, I just want to add the icon for venues to it. I didn't change the color of that icon for it to be more visible. Okay. So I have the name of the program, the theme, the date, the time, and then the venue. I'm going to add a contact number for more details and inquiries and so. So now I have added every important detail that is supposed to be on the flyer. The final thing I'm going to add is the pictures of the speakers. For tutorial purposes, I'm just going to add only one picture. Yeah, and that person happens to be one of the speakers of the program. So I'll come down, select my picture that I place in the background, and I'll import my picture. So there I have my design beautifully crafted here. So that's how you can design a beautiful and a simple church flyer for your programs. Thank you for staying through with us. Please, if you're new to this channel, kindly subscribe, put us on post notification so that anytime we upload a new content, you'll be notified. See you in our next episodes. Bye.